We are now in Simin Ches and Hilchas Tzitzis. We're actually up to the last three Si'ifim, Siftes Vav through Yud Zayin. Siftes Vav. Im Nafla Tali, so Shalobim Iskade. In the previous Sif, we discussed the halach of someone who knowingly removes his talis at some point during the day and then puts it on again. And the halacha there was that if your kavan at the time you removed your talis was to put it back and it was not a long time later, the halacha is you do not need to make a new bracha. Here we have a case where the talis fell off on its own, so that your kavana was to continue wearing it. But at the time it fell off, you were unaware of the fact that it fell off. You didn't realize what was happening until it fell off. So the halacha is that you've got to make a new bracha. Because when it fell off, we would say that you didn't remove it with any kavana. It fell off on its own. You didn't realize it. You'd have to make a new bracha. However, the Mechaber says, V'hu she'nofla kula. That is only if the entire talis fell off. Avlam lo nafla kula, afal bishnafla rubein sarach levarech. If not the whole talis fell off, only part of it fell off, there you would not have to make a new bracha. So that, for example, let's say before it fell off your body, you realize, oh, my talis is falling off, my kavan is to put it on again. There the halacha would be that you would not have to make a new bracha. So that it's only if it fell off all of you before you realized it that you would have to make a new bracha. Mr. Burr points out that if it fell off your back and you just happened to catch it in your hand, we wouldn't say, oh, it hasn't fallen off your body completely because it's in your hand. Your talus doesn't belong in your hand. Your talus belongs on your body. So if it falls off your back entirely, you'll have to make a new bracha. The shita of the Taz is not like the Shulchan Aruch. He says that it's only that if nafla ruba, you would still have to make another bracha. However, the halacha b'pashtus is like the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what happens if a person just makes the bracha, is about to put on his talis, and it falls out of his hand? He drops it. That's not a problem. There he would just lift it and put it on himself. Meaning, the halacha is, once the bracha took effect, because you were already wearing it, if it falls off, there you've lost your bracha. Whereas if you made your bracha and it didn't take effect yet because you dropped it, you haven't lost your bracha. Your bracha is still waiting to rest on something, to be chal on something, and therefore you can go in and put the talis on. Not only that, what happens, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're about to put on your talis, you made the bracha, and then you realize that the tzitzis are pasul. So if you can fix them quickly, then the halacha is that that's all right. Do that. Fix the tzitzis. And then put them on. You will not need a new bracha. Whereas, what happens if you can't? You realize that this is going to be a whole operation. You don't even have another pair of tzitzis right now. So you're not going to be able to put on your talis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you've already made the whole bracha, so what can you do? But what happens if you said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, with the das of saying, L'sateif batzitzis, realize your tzitzis, your talis is pasul. Now what do you do? He says you can switch that to L'haniach tefillin and put your tefillin on. Even though the halachi is that at the time you start making a bracha, when you begin the bracha and you say the Shema Malchus, you're supposed to know what bracha it is that you're going to say. The halachi is, if by mistake you meant one and then realize it and continue to conclude the bracha, meaning something else, that works b'di'evid. This case would be a case of b'di'evid, where you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and now you realize you can't put on your tzitzis. Instead of l'sateif batzitzis, say l'haniach tefillin and put on your tefillin. That's Siftes Vav. Now comes Siftes Zayin. Halan, but yes, there was a case in Siftes Vav that Mr. Berurah brings up, and that is what happens if someone's in the middle of davening Shmona Esrei and his talus falls off. So if someone goes and puts it back on him in the middle of Shmona Esrei, the halachi is he couldn't make a bracha then. But when he's done saying Shmona Esrei, he should make a bracha afterwards. Siftes Zayin, halan b'taliso. What happens if someone sleeps wearing his talis or his tzitzis, his talis cotton? So the Mechaber says, tzorach levarach al baboker. The Mechaber shita is that laila loves man tzitzis. There is a machlokis rishonim of how we paskin in the kavana of the pasik of urisem also you should see your tzitzis. The pasik is definitely referring to the fact that tzitzis are to be worn in a way that they are to be seen. Does the Torah mean that the mitzvah of tzitzis is meant for daylight only because that's a time that people see? Or does the pasuk mean that the clothes that require tzitzis are clothing that are meant to be worn in daylight? But a ksus laila, say pajamas, if they would have four corners, they would be potter from tzitzis. So we have a machlokas rishonim, and the machaber clearly paskins laila loves man tzitzis, that what counts is not what the clothing is made for, but what counts is what time of day is it. Therefore, according to the machaber, if you go to sleep, you're wearing your talus cotton, laila loves man tzitzis, at night you were potter, the mitzvah was nifsak, in the morning the mitzvah began again, you'd have to make a new bracha. However, the Machaber says that in order that it look over la'asiyoson, that it be considered making the bracha before the mitzvah, you should go and touch the tzitzis just after making the bracha. Your memashvish b'tzitzis, you make a bracha, and your memashvish b'tzitzis. The Ramah adds to that, that the same halacha would be if someone gets up early in the morning and he puts on his tzitzis before the zman of tzitzis. We will learn later what that is. But it's still dark. It is not yet the Zman of Tzitzis. It is Laila according to the Machaber. You couldn't make a bracha. When it becomes day, when it is light enough, you then make a bracha and you should touch your Tzitzis. Now this is all the Shitas of Machaber. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that many Achronim disagree and they say that it's a Suffolk. They say that since it's a Machlokas Rishonim, if you're wearing a Talus Katan, which is a Ksus Yom, your Tzitzis are meant to be worn by day. There we would say that it is chayiv b'tzitzis even balayla, and therefore in the morning you could not make another bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that it is a suffik, and you should not make a bracha in the morning if you slept in your tzitzis. Now how about by day? What if someone takes a nap during the day? So it is definitely zman tzitzis, according to everybody, it's day. Second of all, we're talking about a ksus yom, something that you normally wear by day. So the question is, why not? However, we have a suffik here if sleeping is considered a hefsik since you had das to put them on when you get up. The Mishnah Berurah is mistapik, and he says that if you have a nap during the day and you remove your tzitzis, cover yourself in the tzitzis. Use them as a sheet or blanket. And this way, when you get up, you will certainly not have to make a new bracha because you were wearing them all the time. That was Sif Tez Zayin, which brings us now to Sif Yud Zayin. If someone wore a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, he was mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. The halacha is that tzitzis is a chovas gavra, which means if you have an article of clothing that has four corners, so long as you're not wearing it, it is not chayiv b'tzitzis. Your tallest cotton is not chayiv b'tzitzis when it's sitting in your drawer. What makes it chayiv b'tzitzis is the fact that you're wearing it. Now, if you're not wearing a beged of arba kamfis, you are not actively being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. But if you are wearing a beged of four kamfis and they don't have tzitzis, there you're being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis.